Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 3, 1804, day 79 of the expedition. Camped again below the bluffs for counsel with the Indians. The captains had their council with the Missouri and Oto Indians, and Captain Lewis gave his speech about the new government and the desire to have peaceful relations with all of the Indians. Captain Clark had his own theories about the various tribes in the area, and said he believed they were all from three basic tribes, based on his own observations of the similar languages or dialects. For example, he judged the Omaha, Osage, Ponca, and Kansas languages to be of a group of the Siouan language family. Some of his tribal connections have been proven very wrong. Captain Clark writes today,
"We made up a small present for the Indians in proportion to their consequence, also a package with a medal to accompany a speech for the Grand Chief, which we intend to send to him. After breakfast, we assembled the Indians under an awning of our main sail. In their presence, we paraded our party and delivered a long speech expressive of our journey and works of our government, some advice and directions how they were to conduct themselves, and the principal chief being absent, we sent him the speech, a flag, and some cloths. After hearing what they had to say, we delivered a medal of second grade to one of the Otoes and one for the Missouri. We then gave presents and four medals of a third grade to the inferior chiefs, two for each tribe. Those chiefs all delivered a speech acknowledging their approbation to the speech and promising to pursue the advice and directions given them, and that they were happy to find that they had fathers they might depend on. We gave them a canister of powder and a bottle of whiskey, and delivered a few presents to the whole, after giving them a breechcloth, some paint, gartering, and a medal to those we made chiefs. After Captain Lewis's shooting the airgun a few shots, which astonished those natives, we set out and proceeded on 5 miles on a direct line past a point and camped. Captain William Clark, August 3, 1804.
The custom of giving medals was one adopted from European powers. The medals the captains had were of three sizes, 105 millimeters, 76 millimeters, and 55 millimeters. They bore the portrait of President Jefferson. These so-called peace medals are collectibles today and command high prices. They can be found on eBay, but beware of imitations. Tomorrow, a member of the party goes missing.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Sean Batisse. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.